Once upon a time, there was a strong, virile man. This man knew that he was strong, knew that he was handsome and virile. He was absolutely certain that he was the envy of all the other men around him, and, furthermore, that all the women around him wanted him. The man loved to fuck, loved to eat pussy, and he really adored having his cock sucked. One day, the handsome man went for a walk. On his walk, the man passed several inferior males, who all failed to meet his eyes and moved out of his way. He encountered a dozen women who sighed after him and batted their eyes and tried to attract his attention. It was a good day for the man. All these people intimidated and attracted, and all he had to do was breathe. And then he saw her. The man had been warned about women like her. Some women are not like the rest. Some women are stronger than the strongest of males, smarter, more cunning, and infinitely more powerful. Men whisper to each other about these women and warn one another not to get too close for fear of being destroyed. The sort of woman the man had been warned about was right in front of him, and she was captivating. Her eyes were bright and shining with laughter and intelligence. Her lips curved in a wicked smile. She looked at the man and did not sigh, did not bat her eyes, did not try to attract his attention. She simply stood, waiting for him. She was a witch, you see. A witch has no need to flirt to bring a male to her side. A witch waits for the male to be ensnared, for him to come crawling and begging before her. Why should any witch have to lay out honeyed lures or bait a trap for a male, when all she really has to do is let him see her? He saw the witch and was caught. From that moment on, the handsome, virile, strong man was caught like a fly in sticky honey. He couldn't tear himself away, nor did he want to. He would go to her, begging on his knees night and day for any iota of attention she could give him. Strong? On his knees and begging. Virile? Only for her. Handsome? What did it matter if his face was perfect, if she wouldn't look at him? The witch owned him now. For more, go to supernaturalphonesex.com and beg for the witch mistress Harper or the demon mistress Simone. Or you can call either of us at 800-601-7259.